Shown here, we have a schematic of the hemoglobin levels. There was a four-week run-in period where patients were on both agents, and that was to prevent any hemolysis from stopping the eculizumab. When you were on both agents, both groups had rises in their hemoglobin from baselines of 8.7 to close to 12. And then on day one, they were put on monotherapy. They were randomized to either eculizumab monotherapy or pegcetacoplan. And you can see here the group that went back on eculizumab monotherapy, their hemoglobin level fell back down to baseline of around 8.5 or 8.6. Whereas on the pegcetacoplan, you stayed in that 11.5 to 12 range.